Is there quite a separation right now, or has everybody got a chance at this?
Oh, everybody has a chance. Yeah. I mean, I like both those guys. I mean, they're different. You know, I mean, Winchie's more of a, you know, smaller goalie, prototypical, just stay in the net. You know, athletic, doesn't waste a lot of movement. Where Devin's very athletic, you know, bigger kid and can skate well. So I think that, you know, they both can play. I mean, I think that's a position of strength for us. So I have no issues with any one of our goalies being able to play and helping this team.
We've seen Shane Hanna, Chris Leibinger have great years, especially Hanna. Leiby's so much fun to watch. Do you see those two really up in their game another step?
Well,
into
I do.
This year?
You know, you could throw Cliff Watson.
That
sophomore to be junior group, you know, Leib's, Hanna, and Cliff, when they first came here, they were thrown in a tough situation their first year. I think we had six or seven, our first eight on the road at Michigan, at Duluth, at Notre Dame. And that was a plan. You know, we knew we'd take some lumps, but in the long run, you know, we were hoping that would, you know, make them, you know, steel-eyed veterans, you know, and ready to go, and they are. Like, I see them taking their game to a next level. You know, I really do. I mean, and then, you know, you throw a guy like Mark Ock and Matt Roy, two freshmen who had, I thought, phenomenal years. Yeah. You know, Roy gets drafted by LA. I mean, they were extremely happy with him. Mark Ock didn't get in the first 10, 12 games. Once he got in, he wanted the puck on a stick in that NCAA tournament game. I mean, he was as smooth and as calm as anybody. I mean, you know, and then you throw Walker Hyland, and then Jimmy Davis is coming back. I mean, that group is, we've got as good a group, I think, as any in the country on the back end. I mean, it's going to be a very special group. So I'm excited. And then you throw Phillips in there, who, you know, led the country and wins and whatnot. And, right, you know, it's a good place to start. You got good team defense, Dirk. And when you don't give up much, you don't have to score much. So, yeah, I'm excited. And those three defensemen, and you have Hanna and Leibinger, you asked me about, I expect them to take it to another level.
With a guy like Tanner Carroll gone now, and, you know, Blake Pietila and David Johnstone and Hedela, it does seem, though, that we've got the guys coming right behind them to not only fill their shoes, but maybe exceed what they did. The guys like Stamen, who I think is going to have, I just feel like he's going to have one of the greatest years a sophomore has had in a long time. I just feel that from what I saw from his freshman year.
Well, he should come in with a ton of confidence. You know, he put up 20 points, you know, without any power play time, which is, to me, incredible. And he is one of the top plus-minus guys for freshmen in all the country. I think he's either first or second. You know, so we have a number of guys. You know, Tyler Hanen went from 2 goals to 14. I mean, Joel Esperance didn't score a goal before Christmas and end up with, what, I think 9 or 10. You know, Mike Neville's got some room for taking another step. Brent Baltus is a good player, you know, scored some key goals last year. I know he's excited. He stayed most of the summer. He wants to, you know, take it to the next level. Mm-hmm. Reed Sturles had a little bit of an off year, but went to the Los Angeles Kings rookie camp, development camp this summer, and has worked closely with somebody downstate, and he looks good. He's spent more time this summer on his game, working to become a pro. A pro. If you want to be a pro player, you're going to have to take some time and extra time to make sure you put in that work. And he's done that this summer. So he's ready to take another step. And then, you know, we need Patan and Gould, you know, not to take huge steps, but they had great years last year, all WCHA performers. So there's a great group there. There's a really strong group up front. And I know, you know, Alex Gillies, like, he's another guy who, you know, has a chance, I think, to have a real breakout year. So, I'm happy with that group, you know, and we might have lost some big goals and some big-time players in, you know, Johnston and, you know, Caro and Hedel and Pietila. I mean, they're good players, but we've got a group of guys ready to take the next step.
You mentioned Lesperance and right, and Tyler. I mean, those two, I agree. It almost seems like they've all of a sudden just figured it out in that second half of the season.
Well, I think so. And for Joel, I think it was just a consistency. You know, if you have a good game, you got to come out and have a better game. You know, you just can't say, you know, everybody's telling you how good you are and whatnot. I'm not saying Joel does this, but you know what?
Human nature.
Yeah, it's human nature. You feel good about yourself, you know. I mean, and that, nothing wrong with that, but you can feel good about yourself for a while. And then all of a sudden, you have to, at some point, put that switch, you know, back on, and you got to be ready to go, and you got to try and get better every night. You have to try and be better the next game than you were the one before. So if you had a, you know, a heck of a night, you're trying to have even a better night. And that's the thing I left with the team when my last meeting before they left in June, you know, read little Vince Lombardi quote, "I'm not interested in being good." So we left the team with that, you know, and you know, I asked someone to explain that to me, what that meant, you know, and they got it. They knew, you know, they want to be great. They want to be the best. And if you really want to be that way, then you have to make sure you're willing to put the time in and do what it takes. Because if you're not, Dirk, if you want to be a good golfer, and some guy's out there hitting balls every day and playing every day, and you're not, you're going fishing or doing what you're doing or going looking for agates up here, whatever, then you expect to go out and beat them on the weekend. You know, you might once in a while, but it's not going to be all the time. So yeah. These guys got to make sure they're doing the work if they want to be better. And they do. And that's what I really like about this team. They are not satisfied with what happened last year. And I know it was a good year, and, you know, they'll be able to look back at some point. But, you know, next year's a new year. And you know, we didn't win anything last year per se. We didn't win a league championship. We didn't win a playoff championship. You know, we didn't win the GLI, so there's a lot of things we can do. So, and they understand that. So they're coming back in here, and they're on a mission. They're on a mission, and that's what I like. And there's going to be a lot of competition, and we've got good players, and I'm excited. You know, let's get going tomorrow. Let's start tomorrow. Bring them on. Let's Ferris. Let's go tomorrow. I'm ready.
Were you at all surprised at the way Tyler Hannanen was able to play at the end of that season coming off of that injury like that?
Well, no. I mean, Tyler's, if you know anything about Tyler Hannanen, he's competitive as they come. You know, he's a proud Finnish type, you know, guy, and he's out to prove something. And, you know, a lot of guys maybe wouldn't have felt ready to play, and but no, Tyler was, he was playing so well. So I was really excited for him to come back and play like he did. And he's been here most of the summer, if not all summer. And, he's anxious to get going, and he's the kind of guy who will do what it takes to get better. So you don't have to, you know, prod him to get in the weight room, to get on the ice, to do whatever. He's going to do it. Now, does that mean he's going to score 14 goals again? No. Can he have a chance to get 20? Yes. Can he end up with 10? Yes. But I think we're leaning to the 20 side versus the 10 side with him.
Sounds good to me. More from Coach Pearson coming up in just a little bit here on the show, including some of your questions, and we'll be back right after these.
Holy brisket. Now at the Library Restaurant and Brew Pub, the Brisket Burger, a custom blend of brisket, chuck, and short ribs served on a toasted brioche bun. This special blend is the tastiest burger around, and if you're really hungry, try the Big Hog. The Library's brisket burger stuffed with Italian sausage topped with aged cheddar cheese, tasty crispy onion tanglers, and barbecue sauce. The Brisket Burger and Big Hog, only at the Library Restaurant and Brew Pub.
Welcome back, Michigan Tech students! The Michigan Tech Campus Bookstore, located in the Memorial Union, is here to serve you and help you save money. The Campus Bookstore has the most new and used textbooks in the local area for sale. Plus, you can even rent your textbooks and save more money. The Campus Bookstore offers value, service, and convenience on campus. So stop in today or order online. Bookstore.mtu.edu. Also like their Facebook page to see their weekly specials.
Welcome back to the Mel Pearson Show here on Mix 93 WKMJ. Coach Pearson all set to answer a couple of questions, and we do have a few of them in. Coach, right away, assistant coach question, what does Shuchuk bring to the team, and will he be responsible for certain parts of the game, such as power play, penalty kill, etc.?
He will. Gary brings a lot to our team and a lot to our players and a lot to the program. Obviously, he's been a great player, was a WCHA Player of the Year, won a national championship, was a captain in pro hockey on a number of his teams, played in the NHL, has been all over as far as recruiting, recruited some really good players to Wisconsin, who I reached out to a few of them, talked about Gary. I've seen him on the ice, work with player development, which is so important now, and so many recruits are interested in that, and he's done a great job there. I watch him on the ice. I watch him do it and work with players and that, so he will be involved with our forwards and primarily, and obviously help on our power play. And then, obviously, the recruiting. So, no, Gary brings a lot to our program. I've known him for a long time. He's a winner. So we're excited to have him on board, and I know he's excited to be here.
A follow-up question to this different person asking it, but can, as much as you can, Coach, can you take our listeners through the hiring process of a new assistant, what you're looking for, what he brings to the